Peterson, and I am giving you the second installment of our podcast in Brazil with Brahma. On today's show, we're going to concentrate on the musical and cultural heritage of Brazil and the true origins of its most famous sound. We're going to be speaking with Jair Rodriguez, who did so many classic things with people like Elis Regina, a true ledge. We're going to speak to a lady who's still so contemporary and relevant today, her name Joyce. We're going to have a lesson in percussion with Otto and his friends, and we're going to have an extensive and very, very special interview and session at the home of Brazil's biggest contemporary star. It doesn't get a lot bigger than Sir George. Check it. It's all about the samba.
Oh, como é que é? Tudo bem? Oh, yeah, right. I just got back from Brazil. Oh, Brazil. You know, I was walking on the streets in Brazil, and I saw this guy. He was beating this little drum, and it was a carnival time, man. And it was great. The guy was the samba himself. Then I said, hey, man, what is your name? And he said, my name is Samba.
I wanna tell you about the samba, 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 samba going samba lá. Down in Brazil in the carnaval.
Samba é o ar que eu respiro, é a nossa tradição, né? Tradição musical brasileira é o nosso samba.
Samba is the air that we breathe. It's our Brazilian standard.
O samba é uma... O samba é isso aí, é um grito de gol. Porque o samba é uma proposta de expressão do povo para o povo. Não é uma... Não, é também um gênero musical.
Samba is more than just a form of music. It's an expression from people to people.
Aqui tudo acaba em samba. Aqui no Brasil tem um ditado que diz que tudo acaba em samba.
There's a proverb here. It says, everything in Brazil always ends in samba.
Everything comes from samba in the same way as everything comes from the blues in North American music.
Ah, abra a cortina do passado, tira a mãe preta do cerrado, bota o rei Congo no congado, Brasil, Brasil, pra mim, deixa cantar de novo o trovador, a merencore, a luz da lua, toda a canção do meu amor. Quero ver essa dona caminhando pelos salões, arrastando seu vestido rendado, Brasil, Brasil. Eu acho que essa música música retrata a alma do samba brasileiro.
The song that sums up the Brazilian samba, as sung by Jair Rodriguez, arguably Brazil's most famous samba singer.
Outra coisa que eu ia esquecendo, que o samba, essa palavra apareceu há muitos anos na época da escravidão. Os escravos, na África, né? Eles disseram essa palavra samba, não é? Nas senzalas, né?
The root of samba is black. It's African. There's a clear link to African music and rhythms. It comes from the time of slavery, when they used to sing and play samba on the senzala, which is the plantation.
Acho que alguém falou no meio deles, lá, não sei se no Recôncavo Baiano.
Samba is an African word, and I think that someone just associated that word with the music. Someone probably in the interior of Bahia, but samba is an African word.
De repente deram nome ao ritmo, né? É uma palavra africana.
Singer, songwriter, Joyce.
Because we have these African roots so deep in our culture, I think it's more important than anything else. Although, of course, we have the European side with the harmony and the melody, but when you look around, it's Africa, it's the real thing. That's where we all come from, definitely. And because we had, like in the United States they did too, like in Cuba they did too, the ability to mix that with the harmony and the melody that came from Europe too, that created a very different culture, and that's where the samba comes from. It's very interesting that the first person who made this transition from the music of what we call the terreiros, from the slaves, with the melodies and the harmonies of European music was a woman, Chiquinha Gonzaga, in the beginning of, no, actually in the late 19th century. She was the first one to blend these two cultures together. There were also the tias, the aunts, that came from Bahia, and they had those places, terreiros. Terreiro is actually a sort of a backyard where different things would happen, cultural meetings, religious meetings. And there, the first samba players, the first sambistas would gather there, and that's where the samba was born in Rio, starting from that. It is very significant if you think that way back in the beginning of the 20th century, those Bahia aunts, those ladies that came from Bahia, they all had religious meetings of candomblé in their terreiros. So it all has to do with the roots of samba. It all comes from that. If you go to Bahia, you see that the music took a different turn from candomblé. But in Rio, it became the samba scene, the samba thing.
Recording artist Celso Fonseca.
It's the music that used to be played by the slaves, and we had candomblé. It's a religion. It's a religion that was created in Africa, that came to Brazil by the Africans. I think that the roots, I think the source of samba is candomblé. They were playing music for the saints. They are playing music to offer to the saints. And each saint deserves a different rhythm, a different percussion pattern. So I think that samba came from that kind of thing that they were playing at those reunions, at those religions meetings.
So to find out more about the origins of the African rhythms, we went to the home of Otto, where we were joined by his percussionist from Recife in the northeast of Brazil, a region that is rich in rhythm.
Aqui quem tá falando é Otto, aqui tá no Rio de Janeiro.
Hi, this is Otto. We're in Rio de Janeiro and it's May 2006. I'll be playing the jug. On my left is Masakse on the djembe. And on my right, Male on the elo.
É isso aí, estamos aqui para falar de percussão brasileira. Percussão no geral.
We're here to talk about Brazilian percussion.
Eu ia falar da música, é isso aí. Também um mensageiro muito bravo, foi o primeiro que veio a da terra, primeiro que veio à terra e é o primeiro orixá que
That's come, Eshu, who was the first ever orisha to come down to earth. He's a very angry, temperamental god. That's the beat they play when people have been taken over by Eshu.
Tem tempo, né, que é a bandeira do Jeje, né? Tempo. Então são esses aí que só tem, são 16.
There are 16 different gods.
Então daí vai de acordo com ritmo, né? A pessoa tem medo de unidade, né?
The people in the temple give offerings and they play music and dance and then they have the orisha incorporated in their heads.
Então eu sempre utilizo.
A friend said to me that there are three places in the world that are very important when it comes to music: America, Cuba, and Brazil. All the rhythms come from African roots. You have the jazz in New Orleans, then you go through Central America and the Caribbean, and you have reggae in Jamaica. Then you go to the north of Brazil with the carimbo in the northeast. Then you go to Salvador, you have the afoxé and the Bahian rhythms. Then you end up in Rio with the samba, and there's a proverb here. It says, everything in Brazil always ends in samba.
No Brasil tem ditado que diz que tudo acaba em samba. A preta gosta de mim. Sou eu que gosto da preta, a preta chora por mim, e eu choro pela preta, a preta quer um fim, e é um fim com a preta, no condom black é assim, é pau, é cu, é buceta, vamos lá, nação zumbi, a preta gosta de mim, sou eu que gosto da preta, a preta chora por mim, e eu choro pela preta.
Canto, seu tranca.
Joyce continues the samba story.
It's a very interesting thing to see, because then it becomes more urban a bit, and then there are other composers that come after that, like Donga, João da Baiana, Pixinguinha, and it gets more and more sophisticated. It starts to gain consistency in terms of sophistication, harmony, melody, but always mixed with the African roots. And then it starts to get also very creative in terms of lyrics, and people like Noel Rosa, like Wilson Batista, then Dorival Caymmi comes from Bahia, then Ari Barroso from Minas Gerais, but they all based in Rio. Then all this music starts to grow, and then we have what people call the Golden Age, which is the 30s. But then we had another Golden Age in the 60s. It's really unbelievable how we could have so many Golden Ages.
So if anyone is to forge the next Golden Age in Brazilian music, it's likely to be Sir George. He grew up in the favela, he's steeped in the traditions of samba, and is Brazilian music's biggest star in 2006. Let's check him out.
A favela nunca foi reduto de marginal. A favela nunca foi reduto de marginal. Ela só tem gente humilde marginalizada, e essa verdade não sai no jornal. A favela é um problema social. A favela é um problema social. Sim, mas eu sou favela, posso falar de cadeira. Minha gente é trabalhadeira e nunca teve assistência social. É, mas só vive lá, porque para o pobre não tem outro jeito. Apenas só tem o direito a um salário de fome e uma vida normal. A favela é um problema social. A favela é um problema social. A favela nunca foi reduto de marginal. A favela nunca foi reduto de marginal. Ela só tem gente humilde marginalizada, e essa verdade não sai no jornal. A favela é um problema social. A favela é um problema social. Sim, mas eu sou favela e posso falar de cadeira. Minha gente é trabalhadeira e nunca teve assistência social. É, mas só vive lá, porque para o pobre não tem outro jeito. Apenas só tem o direito a um salário de fome e uma vida normal. A favela é um problema social. A favela é um problema social. A favela é um problema social. A favela é um problema social.
Okay, so here we are at the house of Sir George in Sao Paulo, 2006. You've just had a baby, congratulations.
Muito obrigado mesmo. É a terceira, tem 13 dias hoje.
Thank you very much. She's 13 days old, and it's the greatest happiness to have her in this house. She's going to give us a lot of happiness.
I wanted to ask you a bit about, obviously, your music, and we have been doing a series here sort of focusing on certain aspects of Brazilian music, one of which is samba. And I really would like to hear your sort of description of what is samba, and what is samba today, and what is samba from the history.
O samba é isso aí, é um grito de gol. Porque o samba é uma proposta de expressão do povo para o povo. Não é uma, não é também um gênero musical, mas é uma expressão do povo para o povo. Não é simplesmente só uma música. Tem todo um movimento.
Samba is more than just a form of music. It's an expression from people to people. It's corporal, it's spiritual. It's a resume of our culture. Jorge Aragao once said that those who don't know how to make samba make food, and those who don't know how to make food play football. But the most important thing is for everyone to be together. It's part of our sentiments. It's our standard. It's our Brazilian patent.
How much samba is there in your music, or are there any other influences?
Da música existem outras também. Os ouvidos não conseguem ser desligados, né? E desde pequeno a gente vai ouvindo tudo que aparece na vida da gente.
Everything influences me. I was educated with samba, and obviously all ghettos in Brazil have their own forms of music. And where I grew up, it was samba. But we also listened to all forms of black music from America. Stevie Wonder, Al Green, the Commodores, and Michael Jackson. And all that is also a part of my history. And also the music of the 50s, like Ray Charles, and also the baile funk when I was younger has influenced my music.
I mean, one of the things which is, I think, unique in you that I've noticed while I've been here, I've felt it over the last couple of years, is that you are sort of coming from a traditional aspect of Brazilian music. I can see the line of classic songwriters, which goes all the way back through people like Jorge Ben and Milton Nascimento, all these people. And sometimes these people only seem to appeal to a certain audience. But being here and seeing the kind of people who like your music, it seems to be right across the different people who live in Brazil, from the young to the old, from the street to the high class. And not only in Brazil, but also around the world, it seems like your message is really stretching out to a very wide audience. Is that correct? Is that what you are aiming to do?
Eu acho que também isso aconteceu e é uma surpresa que tenha acontecido assim, dessa maneira. Mas estamos num processo também de construção de carreira.
I'm in the process of building a career here and growing as an artist and a person. And the real sign of my growing is the birth of my children. And it's important how I behave and how I construct my story. Music is my work, and I have to do that with integrity and freedom. My attitude to music means that I'm not influenced by record company preoccupations. With this sound, I can receive people in my house and I can share life experiences. I'm not necessarily here to promote my latest record. Music doesn't belong to me. I don't have a PhD in music, but it's part of my life experiences, my dreams and my deceptions, because I've also suffered too. And music offers a lot of hope to people who are sharing it with me.
I wanted to go back a few years. I first actually heard about you when I saw the film City of God. And I didn't realise that you were a singer as well at that time. Can you just go back to your early years and how you started? You started off as an actor, or can you tell me a little bit about your background and your history and how you got to where you are now?
Eu comecei fazendo música em 1990. E gostava de um bocê de música desde garoto, mas em 1990 eu tive a oportunidade de ver um violão e tal.
In 1990 I was playing music, and 2 years later I came into the theater. I left the favela, I learned to play the guitar, and I was in a chic part of my life. I met an important black man in Brazil society, Paulo Moura. I paid attention to what he told me, and I learned a lot from him and the people in the theater. I lived with them for 4 years. In the cinema, you can use your initiative, but ultimately you're always being directed. The first director I worked with was a Finnish man called Mira Karasmaki, and I learned about the crane, the set, the cameras, and all these things. That film was called Sambolico, and then I did another film called Moro no Brasil, which was an analysis of Brazilian music and was named after my album. After that film, Fernando Moraes offered me the part in City of God. It was a black cast with very few actors, and I was the last actor they selected, and they needed someone for the character of Knockout Ned. I thought the film board and the critics would be very negative because it was so violent, and I was worried about censorship, but there was a groundswell of support for the film from the public. The great thing about cinema is to be able to go back in time. The place where we filmed is probably very different now, but to me and the people that watched the film, it will always be the same. The magic of cinema is that you can go back in time, and I hope that, with the will of God, I can continue to do this.
Do you feel a responsibility to stay here with your family? There will be, you know, chances for you to get out, you know, and go to Hollywood or go to France or wherever. Do you feel that you have to stay here?
Eu eu adoro essa possibilidade de conhecer, viajar e trabalhar no mundo. Sobretudo trabalhar no mundo, né? Porque trabalhando, a gente...
I love the idea of traveling and working. We develop as individuals through work to learn about balance in life. I can't leave this place and come back in 20 years. It's the only country where you have this happiness. It's the only country where you have 4 days of carnival. Everyone here gets their 4 days of carnival. Even you, who's not from Brazil, gets your 4 days of carnival. The idea of being in another country to work, yes, but not to live. I want to be in Brazil, but not as a politician or a minister, but I want to be here as a Brazilian. It's a great country with great problems. It grows fast, but there's also problems in growth. Brazil is self-sustainable, and we need to find a way of dealing with these problems. After all of these years of developing as a person and an artist, what disappoints me is to see my peers haven't developed. My head has changed. I realize that people haven't changed with me. I left the favela, but the favela hasn't left me. All of my memories come from the favela, and I can't abandon this. It's not a responsibility, it's a voluntary thing. We have a language that we need to develop in order to improve Brazil. It's not a question of revolution, it's a question of transformation. It's an intellectual thorn in the formation of the country's future.
Thank you very much. I feel very honored that we would be able to spend a bit of time together today.
Muito obrigado você por ter vindo até o Brasil fazer isso com a gente. Muito obrigado pelos presentes que você me deu, com os discos que mandaram para mim. E obrigado por essa matéria aqui que a gente está fazendo, muito boa, tá? Espero te ver mais vezes. A casa está aberta quando você quiser, você pode chegar. O endereço, você já sabe onde é.
Serviço de alto-falante no Morro do Pau da Bandeira. E avisa ao Zé do Caroço, amanhã vai fazer alvoroço, alertando a favela inteira. Mas como eu queria que fosse Mangueira, que existisse outro Zé do Caroço, pra falar de uma vez pra esse moço. Carnaval não é esse colosso, nossa escola é raiz e madeira. Mas é Morro do Pau da Bandeira, de uma Vila Isabel verdadeira, que o Zé do Caroço trabalha, que o Zé do Caroço batalha, e que malha o preço da feira. E na hora que a televisão brasileira destrói toda a gente com sua novela, é que o Zé bota a boca no mundo. Ele faz um discurso profundo, ele quer ver o bem da favela. Está nascendo um novo líder no Morro do Pau da Bandeira. Está nascendo um novo líder no Morro do Pau da Bandeira. Morro do Pau da Bandeira, Morro do Pau da Bandeira, ei, 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 ei. Num serviço de alto-falante Morro do Pau da Bandeira, quem avisa é o Zé do Caroço, amanhã vai fazer alvoroço, alertando a favela inteira. Mas como eu queria que fosse em Mangueira, que existisse outro Zé do Caroço, pra falar de uma vez pra esse moço. Carnaval não é esse colosso, nossa escola é raiz, é madeira. Mas é Morro do Pau da Bandeira, de uma Vila Isabel verdadeira, de que Zé do Caroço batalha, de que Zé do Caroço trabalha, e que malha o preço da feira.
e na hora que a televisão brasileira destrói toda a gente com sua novela. É que o Zé bota a boca no mundo, ele faz um discurso profundo, ele quer ver o bem da favela. Está nascendo um novo líder no Morro do Pau da Bandeira. Está nascendo um novo líder no Morro do Pau da Bandeira. Morro no pau da bandeira, morro no pau da bandeira. Há 500 anos o povo brasileiro trabalhando para se desenvolver. E o Zé do Caroço, que eu acabei de falar, faz parte desse povo. Agora ele está do lado da força do povo, agora ele está do lado da força bruta. Mas ele é também um querendo um país melhor. Viva o povo brasileiro, viva aquele que trabalha, aquele que luta e aquele que quer melhorar a sua condição de vida e a condição do seu semelhante. O serviço de alto-falante.
Sir George performing Zé do Caroço, live and exclusively for you on the Giles Peterson in Brazil podcast with Brahma. So if you enjoyed my session with Sir George, don't forget you can check him out and his band, as well as a load of other live acts, during the Troca Brahma events in Edinburgh, Manchester and London on the 27th, 28th and 29th of July. More details on brahma.com. Join us next time when we'll be exploring Brazil's most famous musical export. It's got to be the bossa nova. Anyway, you can get the next podcast from brahma.com/Giles Peterson. I'll see you soon.
Giles Peterson in Brazil with Brahma.
This has been a North 19 production.